Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today, in the first of two short talks, we are going to look at the lives of some Kilkenny authors. We are indebted for the research to our late colleague and librarian Teresa Donoghue. The words I speak are hers. In the first talk, we're going to look at the lives of the brothers John and Michael Banham. John Banham, novelist, playwright and poet, was born in Kilkenny on the 3rd of April 1798. The second son of Michael Banham, a small shopkeeper and farmer, he was educated at Mr. Buchanan's English School in Kilkenny, Dr. McGrath's Catholic School, Kilkenny College and the Royal Dublin Academy. On leaving the academy, John became a teacher of drawing in Kilkenny. The death of one of his pupils, a young lady to whom he was engaged, temporarily blighted his prospects and resulted in ill health of mind and body. In 1820, he settled in Dublin and gave up his artistic profession in favour of literature. In addition to much ephemeral work, he wrote his first long poem entitled The Celt's Paradise, which was accepted for publication and gained him the acquaintance of more literary circle. A play, Tiresias, was rejected by the theatres, but Damon and Phidias was performed at Covent Garden. In 1823, John Banham married and went to live in London. Here he resumed his work as a contributor to periodicals, particularly the Literary Register. He was a contributor of verse to the Athenaeum of 1832 and 1833 and to the Amulet of 1830 and 1835. Some of his poems are full of strength and others of tenderness. His Sobert a Rune and other lyrics are famous. Due to ill health, he retired to Kilkenny in 1836 on a small civil list pension and resided in his little cottage at Winecap, just outside Kilkenny City. He died on the 13th of August 1842. As a testimonial to his memory, a marble bust of John Banham was placed in the Tossil, which is now City Hall, in 1854 and is still there. Michael, the elder of the two talented brothers, was born in Kilkenny on the 5th of August 1796. He was educated at Mr. Buchanan's Academy in his native town and later at Dr. McGrath's school. He studied for the bar, but due to a reverse in the fortunes of his father, he gave up his career and went into the family business. He fell in with his brother's suggestion of writing a series of tales entitled Tales of the O'Hara Family. These stories were intended to do for the Irish what Sir Walter Scott had done for the Scots. John took on the name of Barnes O'Hara and Michael assumed that of Abel O'Hara. The tales were not written in collaboration. Each author wrote his own stories, which were forwarded to the other for criticism. During his lifetime, John received credit for them, and it was not until after his death that Michael's share in the venture came to be recognised. John's portrayal of the national character was striking, and his knowledge of Irish habits and customs superior. As a delineator of life in the higher ranks of society, he failed. His strength lay in his vigorous and characteristic sketches of the Irish peasantry. In character, Michael Banham was amiable, unambitious and generous. He remained in the background so that his brother might enjoy the fame that was dear to him. While not possessing the poetic vein of John, Michael was his equal in the power of vividly depicting passion and character. On his appointment as postmaster in his native city, Michael's literary work was suspended, and was not until 1864 that The Town of the Cascades, his last work, was published. In 1873, his health broke down and he was obliged to resign his situation as postmaster. He died at Booterstown, County Dublin on the 30th of August 1874. His remains were brought back to Kilkenny and buried beside those of his mother and brother in the graveyard of the old church of St. John's.